dear listeners. Welcome to Anatomy at the Art of Healing, the new episode. I know you are all enjoying these episodes. A very happy new year to all of you and wish you all good health. I know you are all waiting for the next episode, and today's episode is all about skeletal system. Skeleton includes bones and cartilages. It forms the main supporting framework of the body and is primarily designed for a more effective production of movements by the attached muscles. The bone synonyms, they have originated from Latin, the word os, and osteon has derived from Greek word. Comparing it with the other terms like osteology, ossification, osteomyelitis, osteomalacia, osteoma, osteotomy, etc. While the definition of the bone, it is 1/3 connective tissue and it is impregnated with the calcium salts, which constitute 2/3 of its part. The inorganic calcium salts, mainly the calcium phosphate and partly calcium carbonate and traces of other salts. This is what makes it hard and rigid. It can afford resistance to compressive forces of weight bearing and impact forces of jumping. The connective tissue, which is organic, containing the collagen fibers, it makes it tough and resilient, that is flexible. And it can afford resistance to the tensile forces. While in strength, bone is comparable to iron and steel. Despite its hardness and high calcium content, the bone is also very much a living tissue. It is highly vascular with a constant turnover of its calcium content. It shows a characteristic pattern of growth. It is subjected to disease and heals after a fracture. It has greater regenerative power other than any other tissue of the body, except blood. It can also mold itself according to the changes in the stress and strain it bears. While it shows disuse atrophy if not used for much time, and overuse hypertrophy if it is used overly. Coming to the functions of the bone. Bones, they give shape and support to the body and resist any form of stress. The bones also provide surface for the attachments of muscles, tendons, ligaments. And these serve as levers for muscular actions. The skull, the vertebral column, the thoracic cage protect the brain and the spinal cord and the thoracic viscera, the vital organs present inside. The bone marrow manufactures the blood cells. And the bones also store 97% of the body calcium and phosphorus. Bone marrow also contains reticuloendothelial cells, which are phagocytic in nature and thus take part in the immune responses of the body. The larger paranasal air sinuses, which are situated inside the bones, these are the air spaces. These air sinuses affect the tone of the voice, the timbre of the voice. Now coming to the divisions of the skeletal system. For easier understanding, the skeletal system is divided into two main parts, that is the axial skeleton and the appendicular skeleton. Axial skeleton has the bones of the skull, the cranium, the face, the facial bones, and thoracic bones. Whereas the appendicular skeleton has the pectoral girdle, that is the shoulder girdle, and it has the bones of the upper extremities and the lower extremities. Now let us see in detail what are those bones. The skull, that is the cranium bones, has 8 number of bones, whereas the facial bones are 14 in number. The hyoid bone is one singular bone situated in the center of the neck. And auditory ossicles, the auditory ossicles are present inside the ear, and these are 3 in number, very minute, tiny bones, and the names of these bones are malleus, incus and stapes. The vertebral bones, vertebral column has the bones, and these vertebrae are the cervical vertebrae, which are 7 in number, and thoracic vertebrae, which are 12 in number, and lumbar vertebrae, 5 in number. The sacrum, it is 5 bones fused together to form one sacrum. And then coccyx, the coccyx has 4 bones fused, those are the, that also forms the tail bone, so it counts to 1. So totally you have 26 number of bones in the vertebral column. Coming to the thorax, there is the sternum and the ribs. The sternum is a bone which consists of 3 parts, that is the manubrium, body and the xiphoid process. Whereas the ribs, there are 12 pairs of ribs on right side and left side, counting to total number of 24. Then the appendicular skeleton, it consists of the pectoral shoulder girdle, which consists of 2 clavicles, one on right side and one on left side. Scapula, there are 2 in number on the back, that is one on right and one on left. Then upper extremities, the bones consists of a humerus, which is the bone of the arm. The ulna and the radius are the bones of the forearm, and carpals are the bones present near the wrist. The metacarpals and the phalanges are also there. They are situated in the hand. So, humerus are 2 in number, ulna is 2 in number, the radius is 2 in numbers, and carpals are totally 16 in number, metacarpals are 10 in number, and phalanges are 28 in number. It includes both right and left sides. Coming to the lower extremity bones and the pelvic girdle. Pelvic girdle consists of the hip bones on both sides, right and left side, which join together at anterior aspect near the pubic symphysis, at the pubic symphysis, and posteriorly it joins at the sacrum on both sides, thus forming the pelvic girdle or the hip girdle. So totally the hip bones are 2 in number. Whereas the lower extremities, they have the femur, that is the bone of the thigh, the right and the left, equaling to number of 2. Fibula and tibia are also situated in the leg. So fibula are 2 in number, right and left, and coming to tibia, one on right and one on left, equaling to 2. Then there is the patella, which is situated in the anterior aspect of the knee. It is also called as the kneecap. Patella is a sesamoid bone, and it is situated anterior to the knee at the knee joint, and these patella are also 2 in number, right and left. Tarsals are 14 in number, and metatarsals 10 in number, phalanges 28 in number. The number counting is right and left. Now remembering the cranial and the facial bones, there is a mnemonics to remember easily, A to Z, where A, B, C, D is silent and E is for ethmoid, that is one bone, and F is for frontal, that is one bone. Then G and H is silent. Then comes I. I is for inferior nasal concha, that is 2 in number. J and K is again silent. After K comes L, that is for lacrimal bones, those are 2 in number. Then M, maxilla, 2 in number. Then M, mandible, 1 in number. Then the nasal bones, that is 2 in number. Then O is for occipital, that is I in number, that is one in number, and parietal, that is again two in numbers. Palatine bones, two in numbers, and Q and R is again silent. Coming to S for sphenoid, one in number. Temporal bones, T for temporal, that is two in number, and U is again silent. Coming to V, V is for vomma, that is one in number. W and Y, that is silent, and then comes Z. Z is zygomatic, which are two in number. So in this way, from A to Z, you can remember all the cranial and the facial bones. This is for today, and stay tuned for the next episode. This is Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata signing off until we meet again in the next episode.